Today's history hero is Christopher Columbus, who discovered America. This version of his story is told by Leveson Wood. Christopher Columbus is an example of somebody who has done harm as well as good. The adventurer was born in 1451 in Genoa, Italy. By the time he was in his 30s, he had sailed to Iceland, Ireland, and the coast of West Africa. But he wanted to go further, to see what was on the other side of the Atlantic Ocean. He believed that if he travelled far enough, he would reach India. At the time, nobody in Europe knew that America even existed. Columbus was ambitious, fueled by the desire for gold and the promise of adventure and glory. But he needed money to fund his expedition, and won support from the King and Queen of Spain, who were eager to expand their influence overseas. His first expedition set sail from the Spanish port of Palos de la Frontera in 1492. Between then and 1504, Columbus completed 4 trips from Europe across the Atlantic Ocean to what was known then as the New World, but which we today call America. In that time, he planted the Spanish Royal Barana at San Salvador in what is now the Bahamas, Hispaniola, now split into Haiti and the Dominican Republic, Venezuela, and many islands in the Caribbean. When Columbus headed for home, he took with him gold and parrots, not to mention the first potatoes, tomatoes, turkeys, pineapples, cocoa beans, tobacco, and coffee beans ever seen in Europe. He was welcomed as a hero. But it is important for us to consider what these events must have been like for the people living in the Americas. Their countries were invaded and their homes conquered by force. Until this point, the biggest animal in that part of the world was the llama, but Columbus and the armies that followed him cantered into villages and towns on horseback. People thought they were strange gods sent from the skies and must have been terrified. The European invaders also carried diseases that they passed on to the people of the Americas, killing hundreds of thousands. In the century that followed Columbus's arrival in the Americas, millions of people died. People sometimes refer to Columbus discovering America, but actually there had been people living in the Americas for centuries, and vast established civilizations like the Maya lived there. It just so happened that in 1451, Europeans were leaders in documenting the world's stories. This means we often hear that the European version of history, rather than how it appeared to those who were invaded. There is no denying, though, that by the time he died in 1506, Columbus had changed exploration and the world forever, for better and for worse. When Columbus arrived back in Europe, he was welcomed as a hero.